Dane here with you in the Allstate Skyline studio. Hi, atop Chicago. Jerry Bingham is here as well for the rest of the program. And on the line with us, and, you know, Jerry, I remember I mentioned it to you that, you know, Maxwell, the show that he watches all the time is the Impractical Jokers. It is a show that has gone from relative obscurity, you know, four friends, you know, who, you know, who try to compete to embarrass each other, all the way to where it is, you know, one of the top shows on television. They are all superstars. And I think part of it, not only is the success of the television program, but the tireless efforts of them to get out and meet and greet and entertain and amaze their fans as well. On the line with us, excited to have, he is the driving force of USA Entertainment and the man behind the moving parts of the incredibly successful Impractical Jokers tour. They're on the Cranjus McBasketball Comedy World Tour right now. It is the one and only Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on. And of course, this is a lot of work. You know, you are helping to provide the smiles, entertainment, lifelong memories to thousands upon thousands of people across the country. You've gotten a chance to sit back, relax, take a deep breath, right, and enjoy a little bit of hopefully some Thanksgiving and this weekend. So how's it been, you know, on the road?
Well, it's exhausting because we did a 13-day bus tour. And we had three buses. We brought our own production for the first time. And, you know, we had a crew of about 10 people that we had to manage. And, you know, I did enjoy Thanksgiving yesterday. And I can tell you one thing I'm not doing today, and that's shopping. Because I don't do that. But it's been a lot of fun, but it's always good when it's over. But you look back on it, and it's a lot of fun and a lot of work. So,
well, it's a lot of pressure too. You know, you think about this. This is a big deal, and it's not even as, you know, it's one thing. And you've done things, you know, whether it's you know, booking and managing locations, whether it's different venues or theaters or even comedy clubs themselves. But then you've got sort of a home base for this. And I was always curious about this. Is you're rolling into a different town every time. I'm sure there's a kind of a team photo of things that could go wrong. But is that part of the stress of it? Is just kind of surfing all of those situations that happen when you're in a new place every day?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason we brought our own production on this tour, is because when you get into a new arena, literally, we started in Allentown, we ended up in St. Louis, and when you have different promoters and different people doing the sound, lights, and video, and then you got your hotels, and you got your bus drivers, and you got all that stuff, by bringing your own production, you at least eliminate, you know, new people and trying to explain how the show works and how it all gets set up each stop. So we actually use a company out of Chicago, which has been really good for us, Creative Audio, and they've been great partners. And so we use them for this tour. And that takes a ton of the stress off of, you know, basically training new employees every time we get into a new town. There's already enough stuff going wrong, or, you know, could go wrong. And, you know, that helps out a lot. But it's always interesting because you do a show, you get done about 9:30 to 10 o'clock, then the guys eat, and then we get on a bus, and then we drive anywhere from 3 to, you know, 6.5 hours, get into a new town, you know, it's 5 or 6 in the morning, check into a hotel, make sure everybody gets in okay, and then it's like Groundhog Day, you start it all over again about 1 o'clock, and you know, sleep for a little while in the hotel, but then just pick it right up again.
Well, you think about this. It's good to have some of those things taken care of, bringing the production, so you're not walking into a place asking, hey, does anybody have an extension cord, you know, or how to make things work. Like you see, you don't have to train people. You can kind of explain. You've got all of that stuff sort of self-contained on the production side, which I think is great. But and here's one of the things, and kudos to you guys for, and I wanted to ask, I asked this of Murr. He didn't know. He said that people smarter than him were the ones deciding this. You could have come to Chicago. You probably could have done, you know, 3 or 4 days at the United Center or Allstate Arena or something like that, had people come from the Midwest to kind of go to you. But instead, you're picking some of these places, and these are, you know, sold-out venues. You're talking thousands of people, but you're going to places like Bloomington and like Moline, kind of taking the show to the people. What was the thought process on that, to kind of go to a lot of places that probably don't get, you know, big shows like this?
Well, I can tell you, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, I booked tours and I've managed, you know, early on I was the Joker's, you know, tour manager and booking agent. So I did that for about a year. They have other people that do that, but I also did that for 2 years with Michael Carbonaro, and which is really cool. But when you do routing like that, you take a look at a lot of different things. One is, who do you have that's interested in bringing the show, which promoters, and what routes for a bus tour? You know, you got to make sure that it makes sense that you're not driving a certain amount of distance, because then bus drivers can't do it. They have a certain amount of time they have to sleep and at a certain amount of time they can drive. So that's part of it. And then also, you know, where have you been? You know, we've got a new tour now, a new show. And when was the last time you were at some of these places? And, you know, like Bloomington, Illinois was a great venue. Like, and I've been there with Michael before. Great town. We always do really well there. But that's the first time I think that the Jokers have been there. So that was fun. We went to Fort Wayne, which we've been to Fort Wayne before. But, you know, we're playing a lot of hockey arenas, basketball arenas, things like that. So we'll be. I'm sure we're going to Chicago again. Yeah, that's for sure, because we've been there a couple times. But it's kind of a science of, you know, putting that tour together, and you know, they do really well in, you know, Erie, Pennsylvania, and we went to Toronto for the first time. Never been in Canada before, and Rochester, New York, and Albany, New York, and Allentown. So we did a lot of smaller cities on this tour, and we've got another tour in March, bus tour that'll be down in Florida. And the Southeast, you know, we're going to hit Atlanta and Nashville, but we're also doing Memphis, and we're doing, you know, Estero, Florida, and, you know, some little smaller markets in Alabama and things like that. So it's fun to take it everywhere, because yeah. It does well everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that, because even though the locations may change, certainly the makeup of the crowd, it's different people there, but the response is the same, as you guys are selling an amazing amount of tickets. It's a great response. People are loving the show, and it's a great show. We're going to talk about what the show is, the live show, so that people can definitely get out to see it too, because, you know, they do a television show. It's a hidden camera show. They obviously can't recreate that. It's not like a rock concert, right? You just play the same songs. It's different. So we'll talk about that. So stay tuned. We've got Jeff Johnson. He is the tour manager, one of those main integral moving parts for the Impractical Jokers and so many other entertainers. We'll be back right after this. It's Black Friday Dane here on 720 WGN. I don't know what this one is. 720 WGN. It is a black bumper, Black Friday. Ashley, what is this one?
This is Black Cat by Janet Jackson.
Oh!
Courtesy of Pam Jones.
Nice!
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
All right. Way to weigh in, Pam. That's awesome. All right. 720 WGN here, Allstate Skyline Studio on Black Friday. And we are talking about some of the things that you want to get. Maybe you want to find in your stocking or under the tree or however you receive your gifts when it is holiday time. And one of those could be, you know, tickets to the next Impractical Jokers tour as they kind of get ready for that second leg. Guy behind so much of what happens with those guys is Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome back to WGN. Oh, there we go. There he is. Hey, Jeff, you're back, right?
Am I here? Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. So talk a little bit about the product, like what people experience. They have so many millions of followers and fans of the television show. It's a very unique show, right? And I think part of their unique appeal is that they're as kind of regular guys as you can get. And when I got a chance to talk with Murr about it, and you've booked so many different entertainers, and you've worked with Howie Mandel and Wayne Newton, and you mentioned Michael Carbonaro, another star of the True TV universe. Their kind of unique appeal is the fact that there really isn't any one star. You know, there's no David Lee Roth in there, you know, or there's no, they're just kind of like greater than the sum of the parts people.
Yeah, they really are. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. It depends on how you look at it. I mean, the fans can relate to them and feel like they're regular guys. You know, it sometimes creates some odd situations where the fans feel like they can come up on stage, or they can try to figure out where they're staying in their hotel room, and they can come up and have dinner with them. And, you know, it invades a lot of personal space, but that's kind of what they've created. And, you know, it's a cool thing because, they are such great guys, and they have such a cool dynamic when they're together on stage and off stage and get along for the most part. You know, it's kind of like they've been married to each other since they were 13 years old. It's like best friends, and they're still working together. It's really unique in this industry. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, when I tell people that I work with them and how wonderful it is, I said the only downside is I got four bosses. You know, if you're with, you know, Janet Jackson, you know who or David Lee Roth, you know who the boss is. With four guys of equal, there's four bosses, and they're very different. So It can be a challenge in that way, but it's also really cool what they've created.
Yeah. You think about it. So you describe the show for it. It's them kind of reminiscing and just enjoying moments on set, behind the scenes with the fans. It is a very unique thing. It's less of a presentation and more of kind of a communal, kind of a festive get together. And the way that they integrate the fans into it and the way that they share their experiences with them, it is great as well. Before we let you go, I did want to talk about this. Now, I know this one is sold out, but they'll definitely do more. But on the experience side, the Impractical Jokers cruise, what is that like? Like, what do you, because you mentioned fans getting a little close. If you're stuck on a boat, it's tough to get away.
Yeah, this is the third one that I'm going to be on, and I get to bring my family with me, which is really cool, because normally, you know, they don't get to go hang out at the show and spend time with me. But so the Jokers actually put on a couple of the Krangis McBasketball shows. So there'll be two of those that the fans go to. And then they also get to interact with the fans on all kinds of different other things. So, like, they have bingo. They play all kinds of games on the ship. Joe Gatto hosts the openers of the tour. So you saw probably J.F. Harris or Jiggy or Chris Johnson or Mike Fenoya at one of the shows. Well, they have a show where all four of them perform, and Joe hosts it. So they all have duties that they have to do, or not duties, but, you know, different events that they have to host or attend outside of the regular show, so they get closer with the fans. You can get pictures with them. The last cruise, we were eating breakfast, and Joe came down in his robe and slippers and went around table to table and talked to people. So that's really cool. And, you know, I'm sure James will have some stuff going on with the book. And Sal and Brian, you know, are always hosting different events and being involved with all kinds of different, you know, Brian's been in a couple movies, so he has shown his movie before and then talked about it as it was shown and things like that. So it's really an interactive, fun thing for the fans, and it sells out now right away. Like, within the first 2 months, it was sold out. But you can get on the waiting list, because sometimes people drop out for whatever reason. So it's always good to put your name on it if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing, too, is I think we as fans, you know, and there's so many people around the country, are lucky that they are as open to getting out and hanging out and being as accessible as they can be, and kind of sharing a lot of that success that, you know, they're so thankful for with those fans that are thankful to be able to hang out with them. So, Jeff, as we let you go, is there like a website where people can go get on that list for the cruise, or get those dates and kind of plan their road trip and go see you guys on the road when you get back out?
Yeah, well, the tenderloins.com is the best place, because that's the name of their original group, and they still call themselves the Tenderloins. The TV show's Impractical Jokers. But if you go to tenderloins.com, you can find out about all their upcoming tour dates, the cruise, and then, you know, follow the guys on all kinds of social media and find out everything Impractical Jokers and the Tenderloins that you want to find out.
So, Jeff Johnson, we're going to let you get back to enjoying your holiday weekend as you kind of decompress from the tour. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again as things kind of ramp up, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good Black Friday.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll send it to news. It's Dane here on Black Friday, 720 WGN.